Last floor, 48. Srimati Radhika has told Tulsi Manjari or Rati Manjari to go in evening to Nandagaon with some sweets, Karpur Keli and all other things. So when Krishna returns from cow herding, Yashoda will give all these things. So when Krishna returns from cow herding, then at once Tulsi went to Nandagaon and saw that Krishna is coming with so many cows and friends, and she saw that every mother took Krishna in her laps, and then they loved their sons, but everyone kissed and loved Krishna first, and then they took their sons and they returned to their homes. Yashoda took Krishna and took in her Nanda Bhavan, and she was watching what is done there. Tulsi, she gave it in the hands of Yashoda, that sweets, and did pranam in the lotus feet of Yashoda. Yashoda treated as if Srimati Radhika has come and she is my new vadhu. New, just coming, entering in the house. So she loved so much to Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari. Then Krishna was taken bath, and with voice, Baldev, Nanda Baba and Ibriban, they sat to take prasadam, and that prasadam from Javad sent by Srimati Radhika was given to Krishna. She took it very, very taste. After Krishna took it, he went for a very little rest. Dhanishta, Yashoda gave all the things which were given to Krishna, but not to remnants. Separate, taken from all the sweets and all the preparation, she gave it to Tulsi Manjari to give Srimati Radhika. And Dhanishta took the remnants of Krishna, everything, and gave it to Rati Manjari very carefully, so that anyone cannot know. And Dhanishta mixed Krishna remnants with all here. And she took it to Javad, to Srimati Radhika, and all sakhis are there. All were till now. This is called Pradosh Leela, I mean between Sandhya and midnight, for 2.5 hours. So till they were waiting for Dhanishta and Tulsi Manjari, that she will return. When she returned, all become so happy, all sakhis. And they wanted to hear all the pastimes of Krishna that she has seen in Nandagaon. how Krishna returned from cowherding and how Krishna entered with Yashoda in his Rajbhavan and how he took bath and how he took all things with Nanda Baba, Upananda and all. It has been described in Govinda Lilamrita, how he takes his food. When he she is given by Dhanishta and Yashoda and mixing, then it is told, Nana Vidhair Amrita Sararasayanaistai Krishna Prasadam Militai Riha Bhojan Bhojapeyai Hakum Kumangi Lalitad Disakhi Brita Swam Jatnat Maya Kim Uttaram Amu Upabhojanila. Hakum Kumangi Kumkum Angi means she has taken kumkum in her face, in everybody, especially in breast. So she is kumkumangi. Kumkumangi. This kumkum has so many stories. So many stories. That is told in one sloka in Srimad Bhagavatam and so many slokas in Govinda Lilamrita, Krishna Bhavanamrita Sar, Jiva Goswami Priti Sandarbha and all other books. they have greed to color the Krishna feet. Radhika wants to love Krishna feet as if she has lakh and lakhs of pran,
life,
and she does arti of Krishna feet, nails, prabha. Understand? Prabha?
Light.
Of Srimati Radhika. Nels, light. See, this is to show that Radhika loves that fit so much that her love for Krishna coming from heart and she is giving it to the feet of Krishna. She cannot bear anything which is troublesome to Krishna. Utakire Tatte sujat charanam varuham stanesu bhita sanaya priya dadhi mahi karakasesu. She thinks that my breast is so much hard. So she takes Krishna feet very slowly that anything cannot be pinchable to Krishna. So he gives her whole prem, whole love, affection to the feet of Krishna. Whether as Krishna in value, uske प्रति माने जो दिया है उसके बदी में वो दे रही है माने सी वांट्स टू गिव कृष्ण वांट्स टू गिव इन माने रेसिप्रोकल माने श्रीमती राधिका अपना होल प्रेम देना चाहती Or Krishna ji, in return,
he wants to do the same.
But how he can do? He can do only that. Srimadika Radhika takes her feet in his lap here and pants by that kumkum, Krishna feet, as if anurag on is of Srimati Radhika heart is there with Krishna feet. No? Now Krishna wants to repay. So Krishna, after that, Krishna takes the feet of Srimati Radhika and pants it, that we have discussed, and writes his name as if her, his name is Nupur of Radhika's feet, Krishna himself, and takes it to the feet here, and that color is there. Radhika's color goes to the feet of Krishna, and next Krishna takes the feet of Srimati Radhika and her color of feet here on his head. So each loves other. Reciprocal, conjugal love this. So kumkumangi, we are more kumkum daily, that they can worship Krishna feet. And Krishna, in return, does so many things that it may please to Srimati Radhika. So she is Kumkumangi.
Sometimes she is called by that name.
What?
Kumkumangi.
Huh?
Can she be called by that name?
Hmm? Kumkumangi. So he is calling him, her, Kumkumangi. Because he remembers that past time. In Srimad Bhagavata, we see that Pulindi Kanya, they have seen on grass that kumkum, and seeing that kumkum, they at once become overpowered by calm. Calm means to meet Krishna. But why? Because they sense to be maid servant of Srimati Radhika. Going and coming there by seeing beautiful these ladies, gopis, they used to come, and Radhika also used to
befriend them.
Befriend them.
Vringi.
Vringi and all these. And they sometimes were called by Radhika and Lalita and Vishakha to meet them in gambling and to give some pun to Krishna.
Why is that? Is this Vringi, what is her appearance? Is she attractive or not?
If she has joined the Krishna Leela, why she should not be, but not like this.
But
yet so attractive. So attractive, but not like gopis.
But why gives Krishna special fun at the gambling time when they bring these girls like Vringi?
Radhika and Lalita Vishakha, this is for Lajja. Lajja means shame. So they cannot give what Krishna wants directly
in front of everyone.
So this is also a very good rush. And when they come, they also are so shameful. They sat there, but very shameful. And all are laughing. And Krishna also becomes shameful.
Some embracing goes on?
Goes on.
Some embracing is done.
But not Krishna does.
Not Krishna.
No. It can merely. He wants to kiss only gopis. When she comes, Krishna withdraws his So Kumkum Lami has so many vast meaning, ocean of rush there. Jitna hi adhik hum chintan karenge, utna hi wo bhav aata jayega. Whole Srimad Bhagavat can come here. Whole Govinda Lilamrita can come here. So there are so many exams in this Kumkumangi. Ha Kumkumangi, nana vidharasai asamritasar rasanaistai rasayanai, anything but it will be rasayan, anything. Here amrit keli and all these things. Kare? Anything. Any food. There is not a main subject food or anything, but only that rush is needed there. You can give me anything, a fountain pen, but it is not a fountain pen. It is your heart and the love there. Fountain is only upper thing. So here
simple.
Amritsar are not Amritsar. But the remnant of Krishna and the pastime of Krishna all is Rasamrit. With a plus with that thing. Rasamrita sar rasanai staitai. O Radhike, O Kumkumangi Radhike. Rati Manjari is praying that Dhanishtha will give me the remnants of Krishna and Yashoda will give me love for you in that Rasayani, Amrit Keli and all things that Krishna has taken. And Dhanishtha will give this thing which Krishna has tested and left for Srimati Radhika in indirect. So she will give and I will then mix the Yashoda's given with Dhanishtha, and then it will be like more than Amrita, and it will arasavaha, carrying a rush as if Rasagulla. No? In every corn, in every
part and parcel full of rush.
Every corn means every particle, atom of that Rasagulla is full of rasa. So these are very sweet, no doubt. But Krishna made them so much rasasta. And the pastimes mixing with these became more and more rasasta. Rasasta, you know? And then I will carry it to you and give you your hand. You will give it to Lalita Visakha and they will distribute. And in the lonely place, all will see.
Partake of it.
Partake of it. Especially, Radhika is taking here, but mind is another place, thinking deeply the pastimes of Krishna. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also tested this sloka in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has written this. In Govinda Lilamrita, he also tested it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying to Sarva Damodara and Raya Ramananda and all others, Jagadananda Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit and all others in their presence. He is telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting, eyes shut up, tears in eyes, thinking in his heart, Krishna is taking prasadam. He is seeing in the shape of Srimati Radhika. He is feeling that Krishna is taking Mahaprasadam. So, Sukriti Labdha Shailala, that Madan Mohan is taking, Madan Mohan is so sweet, and he, these are very sweet lips.
Lips.
So sweet, that even Brahma, Narada and all wants to take that Shailala. Shailala means the remnants of Krishna. Govinda or Madan Mohan. Krishna bhukta says tar phelanam. What Krishna takes, it is phela law. Law means very little. Phela means taken by Krishna. Those who are so much fortunate, they can have the remnants of Krishna, very law. Samanya bhagya hite. Mahaprasade govinde nam brahmani vaishnave svalpa punya matang rajan vishwas nahi vajate. Understand the meaning? Svalpa punya matang vishwaso na eva jayate. Those who have very little sobhagya, fortune, they cannot taste. If Mahaprasad comes, Mahaprasad will not come to them. And by chance if comes, they will not taste. As when Krishna flute is singing, all will not hear. There are friends, there are all there. Mothers and everyone else there. But only the gopi will hear, who are very beloved to Krishna. And they will be attracted. Not all be attracted.
What is that fifth note? You know, it always mentions the fifth note.
Fifth note.
What is that fifth note? What is the special feature of Krishna playing on the fifth note?
Fifth note. What? Fifth note. Pancham.
It always mentions this.
I?
No. But so many times we read.
Pancham. Pancham swar. Pancham swar mane? Sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa. Radhika and all gopis, sa. Sa re ga ma pa Krishna. Fifth. Fifth stage. And Radhika and gopis go to Saptam, more than Krishna. And there Krishna tells that, oh sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. What I cannot do, you can do. This is Saptam. And Krishna goes to Pancham. Kokil are in Pancham. So Krishna can go to Kokil. But not he can go to Kokila. Kokila Raj Srimati Radhika. And very sweet song. Or anything very sweet. Sweetest is Saptam. So I will have fortunate to give you, distribute you all these remnants of Krishna, so that you will, you are taking that, you will take that, and your mind will go up to Krishna, not there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying to Sri Damodar Raman and all others that how sweet is this, how fragrant is this Mahaprasad. Any time in a Ratha Yatra, king has sent by Gopinath and all others so much remnants of Krishna, Jagannath, from Jagannath Mandir. At first, Mahaprabhu used to give by his own hand to all others. But he saw that anyone is not taking. He asked Sarup Damodar that, why they are not taking? He said, Prabhu, they will not take until you take. So you should sit down and take Mahaprasad, and then all will take. Then at last, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, when they took it, Mahaprabhu took it, he began to weep and told Sarup Damodar Ramana that you see that all are prakriti drabya, material things, roti, chapati, malpua and all things are, if it is not given to Krishna, if it is not offered to Krishna, they are all prakriti things, material things. But you have tested material things. Now you are testing it. See that how sweet these are and how it is so fragrant. Fragrant and sugandhi.
Mm-hmm.
So fragrant. So a worldly thing, material thing cannot be so sweet and so fragrant. So you can differentiate now. Because you have to take test by fragrant or everything, what?
The aroma. Fragrance means
fragrant.
Aroma.
Right. So, matemon, months is overpowered. Why? There are some reasons. Why? Krishna has certainly took up all these things. Without taking Krishna, if it is not revenant of Krishna, it has no so power. Now it has been so powerful that my heart goes to Krishna, to test Krishna, to test the adharamrita of Krishna, and it मैंने हमको ऐसा बना देता है कि अब रहा नहीं जाता. When I took this Mahaprasad, my mind became so vyakul.
Agitated.
That my mind and heart wants to run after and to meet Krishna. For playing with Krishna. And for there are so much hidden thing here. So much hidden here. He will tell. So, when I take this Mahaprasadam, I like to test Krishna also, as Srimati Radhika wants to test Krishna. And he gives up his dharya, patience, lok dharma, arya dharma, everything. His same, everything. And see, if there father and mother and father-in-law and mother-in-law is there, Yet she runs after Krishna. Where is Krishna? No shame, nothing is there. She has no dharya, anything there. So I also want, like Srimati Radhika, to run at once to Krishna. So Mahamadak ekrishna adharir gun. There are so many qualities in adhar of Krishna, in his adharamrita. And this has so such qualities in Mahaprasada.
The saliva from Krishna's mouth is in the prasad.
He is telling that if Krishna gives his adharamrita to anyone and she becomes mad, so I have become mad and want to have Krishna in that way. Achha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling this in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Tanuman kare kho, barhaye sura talo.